Okay, Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis Yisrael sheyorash avi imoy. A Yisrael that yarshened his grandfather, who was a Levi. So we had earlier that a Levi is not limited in his geula. A Levi can always redeem back the Bati Yerichayma. It never gets nechlat. He could redeem it right away. He could redeem it afterwards. So here you have a Yisrael who yarshened his grandfather. So if we look at the Cheftza, if we look at the Cheftza comes from Levim. But if we look at the Gavra, he's not a Levi. So the Mishnah says, Ein a Goyel, the way the Gemara comes out, Elo Keseder Azeh. That's the Girsa the Gemara has at the end. Which means he doesn't have the benefit of a Levi. He has the same din as a Yisrael. Which means he has 1 year to redeem the house, and then it becomes huchlat into a bate yorechem. V'chein, Levi sheyorash avim Yisrael, ene goyel keseder azeh. A Levi that yarshin from his grandfather, the halacha is, he's ene goyel keseder azeh. Now here also we'll see the girsa is going to be ela keseder azeh, which means you need both milas. The seller should be a Levi, and you need that the property should be an inheritance of Levim. But if either one is missing, then it goes back to the regular rules that govern Batei Erechayma, and it will be after 1 year it's locked in. It says the Mishnah Shenemar, it says Ki Batei Orei Alavim Yachuzosam Ad Sheyehu Levi VeOrei Levim. Divrei Rabbi. So according to Rebbe, it's a din both in the Gavra and the Cheftza. It's a schus that the Levi has, als Levi, and the limitation is only to the Orei Alevim, lands that belong to the Levim. But a land that he happened to have Yarshan doesn't get this halacha. Chachomim argue, Ein dvorim alolu amurim, elo ba'orei Alevim. So in a way, the Chachomim are being mekel. And in a way, we could look that the Chacham are being machmer. They're clearly being mekel, that they're saying that Orei Alevim, irrelevant of who owns it, has the endless ability to be redeemed. So in a way, there's a tremendous kula. According to Rebbe, if you're a Yisrael, you don't get any of the benefits. It's like any other Batei Erechayma. So clearly the Chachamim seem to be mekel. On the other hand, there could be a situation here with a Chachamim HaMachmer. Because according to Rebbe, Bukhara, if a Levi bought a piece of land, if a Levi inherited a piece of land, let's get buying, because buying is going to make it complicated. It's the Achuza, Achlata. If a Levi went and yarshened a piece of land, right, in which case, and now that land became his. And now he was merish the land to his son. So his son, a Levi, got a Yerusha from his father, a Levi. So now he has a stay achuza that he got from Levim. So he's a Levi. And the land is a stay achuza of a Levi. Possibly, according to Rebbe, they would have the regular halachas of Orei Halavim. You follow? Because according to Rebbe holds, there are two conditions that are required. Number one, it has to be Yerushas Levim. Can't be that the Levi Yashin from Yisrael. That's number one. And number two, you have to be a Levi. So if Yisrael Yashin, his grandfather, a Levi, and if a Levi Yashin, his grandfather, Yisrael, also not. But Rebbe doesn't address what happens now with the Levi's son, the Levi who yarshened his grandfather the Yisrael, then he was merish to his son. So his son has both inherited it from the Levim, okay, and he's a Levi. Potentially he has both milas, potentially, according to Rebbe. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We'll see. The Chachamim would clearly say no deal, because they hold it's only given to Orei Alevim. The Chachamim Ol has nothing to do, L'chayra, the Chachamim Ol has nothing to do with the Gavra. It has only to do with the Chefza. There are certain lands that have a shame, Ori Halavim, and those lands are exempt from the halachas of Batei Ori Chayma. According to Levi, according to Rebbe, it's still a schus that the Levi has, but there's a limitation. It only applies to land that he got as Yerusha from Levim. Maybe, if it has both criterias, even though it isn't from the Ori Halavim, could be still with Yashem. This is up for grabs at this point. Not from the Mishnah alone, it's up for grabs. Because the Mishnah just says the example of a Ben Levi, Sheyorash Avima Yisrael. But it does not give an example of a Ben Levi, Sheyorash, as Oviv Levi, Sheyorash as Avima Yisrael. That doesn't bring down. So passive. The Chachamim are very clear. The Chachamim say, Ein Vom Alolu Nema, Elo Ba'ori Alevim. That's what the Chachamim say. It's only said by Ori Alevim. In fact, we'll see later from the Chazanish, which is one of the Ma'amakimis I've given you, is that there's a tzad to say that by the Batei Ori Alevim, there's no even Kedusha of Batei Ori Chayma. You see, according to the Chachamim, it could be very clean. The whole thing could be very, very clean. Because Batei Ori Chayma have a certain Kedusha. Batei Ori Chayma are not stam cities, fortified cities. They have Kedusha. The Chazanish even questions whether they ever gave Kedusha to the Ori Levim, to the Batei Ori Chayma, at all. Because Ori Levim are not supposed to be Batei Ori Chayma. So the Chazanish has a tzad to say that they never even gave Kedusha to those cities as Batei Ori Chayma. See, Batei Ori Chayma have Mitzvah get sent out of Batei Ori Chayma. There's Kedusha. There's actual Kedusha Batei Ori Chayma. I was once medayik from a sugi in Kalim, from a Mishnah in Kalim, that all the Batei Ori Chayma in Eretz Yisrael were an extension to Kedushas Yerushalayim. Of course, not to the same level. You can't eat Kedushim Kalim, you can't eat Kutshim Kalim, you can't eat Maisav Sheni. But there's an extension to Kedushim. My diak was, because the halach of Yishalchu min HaMachaneh, called Seruah V'chol Zav, the halach is that you have to send out of the Machaneh, out of Machaneh Yisrael, out of Yerushalayim, you have to send the Metzorah, he's not allowed to even be in Yerushalayim. That halach is really from the Mikdash. The Rambam says that the Torah says you have to send the Metzorah away from the Mikdash. In other words, it's not a separate. There's a shiluach from the Beis Hamikdash, there's a shiluach from Harabayas, there's a shiluach from Machnes. No. It's all Yishalchum and Amachana. It's how far he has to be away from the Mikdash. He gets sent out to Machnes out of the Beis Hamikdash. So my question was, according to the Rambam, so why does the Mitzvah get sent out of the Orem HaMukov Yisroimu throughout Eretz Yisrael? The Teretz is, the Rambam would hold that all the Batei Rechaim in Eretz Yisrael have an extension, Kedusha from Yerushalayim. And this is not an unheard of thing. For instance, the Yericho is a famous Ravid in Tomid. And I spoke about this when the Israeli government did the disengagement. The first thing that they gave was Jericho. That was the first land that the Israelis gave up. And the general feeling in the secular Israeli movement was that it's nothing. It's all Arabs. It's garnished. It's not even, it's nothing to be reckoned with. So we went through the sugyas in Tomit, which we'll get to one of these years in Mitzvah Hashem. And over there in Tomit, they had all the milas. Yericho, they used to be able to smell the k'teres. In Yericho, they used to hear the sound. So the Ravid, Kohen Gadol, exactly. The Ravid says over there in Tomit, fascinating Ravid. Simply, when you read the Mishnah is just saying how unbelievable the smell of the Keteris was, that you were able to smell it in Yericho, right? And the sound of the Kruz, the guy calling out, was so powerful, you heard it all the way in Yericho. The Ravid brings down a Meiri Arav Yoimel. My Rebbe, he says, used to say that from Yerushalayim to Yericho, they didn't smell it. Yeah? But Yericho, they smelled it. But between Yerushalayim and Yericho, they didn't smell it. So he says it was miraculous. It wasn't that the smell was so powerful. It traveled. He says, so the Ravid says, and why was that? He says, because since Yericho was the first city we conquered, So he says Rashis has Kedusha. Bikurim has Kedusha because it's Rashis. Truma, what's Truma called? Truma and Challah. It's called Rashis. He says, just like the grain, the first grain that you separate has Kedusha, the first city that Klal Yisrael conquered in Eretz Yisrael was Rashis Kibush Yisrael, and it's on an elevated level of Kedusha. V'hi Kedusha k'mo Yerushalayim. Could you imagine? They were all making away with Jericho. It's worthless. The Ravid says it's, and therefore he says the Rabbanu Shel made a nes that the people in Yericho should experience Beis Hamikdash feelings, so they should know that they're living in a place Shehi Kedusha k'mo Yerushalayim. What a Ravid! You put that in contrast with what was going on then, where they said Jericho, it's garbage. It's Jericho. See, the Ravid says it's Kedusha k'mo Yerushalayim, and that's why they would experience it. Ba'al Kulponim Mukaf Chayma has a certain level of Kedusha. Metzora for all these things. So it's like an extensionary Kedusha that Yerushalayim has, type of Kedusha. That being the case, so the Chachamim are very clean. The Chachamim come, they say, yes, L'chor. I'm saying a big L'chor because I'm going to come out not like this. L'chor, the Chachamim are coming in and saying here, really a Levi has no benefits. It's not that the Torah gave a Levi a benefit that when he's engaged in a transaction, he has a schus to redeem it forever. That's not what the Torah says. The Torah says, Orei Alevim, they don't have Kedushas Bote Erechayim. Look, Abi, this. It's not a Bote Erechayim. Since it's not Bote Erechayim, so Mamela, all the dinim that are associated with Bote Erechayim don't apply. Has nothing to do with the Levi's rights. According to Rebbe, on the other hand, you could learn it is because of the rights of the Levi. It just happens to be that the Levi only has rights on Levi-inherited property. It's a limitation in his rights. He has rights in his... So this would be L'chayr. But now when you go through the Gemara, it doesn't seem to work. The Gemara says like this. V'elo kaman. The Mishnah says that Eine Goyel Keseder, as it is before we change the gears, Keben Levi. Hodo Toni Achi Yehei Levi V'orei Levi. The Gemara says, Eine Goyel Elo Keseder, as it. The way the Mishnah reads is that you redeem it in a regular way. Ad shiye Levi v'ori alavim divrei. Okay, so here we also find the terminology orei alavim, which is the lashon on Mishnah 2, which potentially could mean that Rebbe and the Chacham are in agreement that it has to be orei alavim, possibly. Says the Gemara bishloima orei alavim. We know that it has to be Ori Levim Dechsiv Kibote Ori Levim. Elo Levi Minola. How do you know that you need it to be a Levi? Maybe it's sufficient that it's originally Levim's territory. Dechsiv Isha Sheyigal Min Alevim. Vitanya Sheyigal Min Alevim. Yochal Levi Mi Yisrael. Yigal. Okay, then we'll get that. Something more like this. Yochal, I would think, Levi mi Yisrael Yigal. Maybe, when do we say that a Levi has endless redemption power? That's if he's redeeming from Yisrael. Shezeh yofa koichoi, v'zehura koichoi. Avo Levi mi Levi, shezeh yofa koichoi. Tamalayim min alavim. Fine. So this is a very difficult Gemara, because now the Gemara is saying that there would be a Havamina without the Rebbe. The pasuk that the Levi only, maybe the Levi only has endless redemption rights against the Yisrael, but against another Levi, maybe he doesn't have endless redemption rights. Basically, we're saying like this: a Levi has a powerful than a Yisrael, and therefore, if he sells property to Yisrael, he can redeem it back. But maybe if a Levi sells to another Levi, they cancel each. Their Levium strength cancels each other out. Now it's like a Yisrael. So now he can't redeem it. I don't understand. We just finished learning the Mishnah. That according to the Chachamim, it's all totally an Orei Alevim. And the way we explained it in the Mishnah, and that's the simple way to read, is that this has nothing to do with the Levi. According to the Chachamim, it only has to do with the property, not with the Levi. Okay? So if it only has to do with the property, not with the Levi, so why in the world Why in the world would there be a Havamina that only a Levi against a Levi, but a Levi against the Yisrael maybe can't redeem it forever? That doesn't make sense. That would only make sense if you hold like Rebbe, that you have to be a Levi and it has to be inherited from a Levi. Then it would make sense that maybe you would think it only applies to 100% Levi power versus Yisrael. But Levi against Levi, we go back to the regular din. But according to the Chachamim, we said, even a Yisrael who has Orei Alevim, that he yashin from his Zayda, he could redeem it forever. The way we learned that simply is that Orei Alevim doesn't have Kedushas but the Orei Chaim Elagabi this. So why would you say then that a Levi against the Yisrael, a Levi against the Levi, loses? What do you mean? Even Yisrael has that power. I would go even further. L'chayre from the Mishnah's Mashma, according to the Chachamim, if Yisrael yashin his Zayda, a Levi, and then he sold it to a Levi. So it's a Yisrael versus a Levi, he'll also win. It's Orei Levi. So what's the Gemara talking? It's French. The Gemara says, maybe this only applies where there's Levi power versus Yisrael power. There's a Muhammad. Levi, Yisrael, Levi wins. Yodei al ha'yoyin. But maybe if it's a Levi against a Levi, the Levi power is not sufficient to... What are you talking about? The Chachamim clearly said in the Mishnah, you don't need to be a Levi at all. All you need is that it should be Orei Alevim. And the way we explain that is because Orei Alevim is exempt from Kedushas Bat Orei Chaim Lagabi this din. What's the Gemara talking about? Like I said, I don't see any reason why, according to the Chachamim, if this Yisrael would sell it to a Levi, he would also win. Where it's Levi versus Yisrael, he would also win. Because according to the Chacham, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the territory. It's a Mamish Apella. So the Shagas Aryeh asked this cash. To the Heaven and Megillah asked this cash. And the Shagas Aryeh says a very big Kiddush. Possibly our whole Gemara is only going according to Rebbe, not according to the Chacham. There's no remnants of that. We paskin like the Chachamim. So to tell me that the Stam Brais is going Shalei Alibi de Hilchasa, tremendous pella to learn that way. Not only is it a pella over here, because again, the simple reading of the Gemara here is mashma, that it's clearly Levi power. It's not just territory. It's not territorial. It's the Levi power. The Kamash one is, know that even Levi against Levi, you win. But it's Levi. Which, by the way, the Rambam doesn't even bring down the din of Levi mi Levi. Mistama, because the Rambam holds, according to the Chachamim, it's Poshet. It's totally an Orei Alevim. Of course, the Levi could redeem it back forever. It's Orei Alevim. So the Shagas Aryeh says that it could be. The Ulai says, Lo Yozla Gemara Koy Alibi de Rebbe. The Gemara is going like Rebbe. The Shagas Aryeh says you have to learn like this. You know why? Says the Shagas Aryeh, the Ayin be'erich and Dav Gimel Amid Beis, the sugi we had at the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara there says that the Kohanim and Levim, or at least the Kohanim, are called Einam b'mitzvah d'yovel. Because Moichin lo'elam, v'goyelin lo'elam. V'aminin le'el, the Kohanim, the Gemara has a havamini to be potter from shofar on yovel. Hoyel v'lesnu b'mitzvah. I would say, since less nubah mitzvah, you have a less nubah mitzvah shayfa. The Gemara says, why? The goyel in lo'ilam. So therefore, they don't have yoyva. Ask the Shagas Aryeh. But according to our sugi, that's only Rebbe. The Chachamim hold it's all Toli and Ori Alevim. It's not a strength that the Levi has. It's a din in the territory. And if a Levi would have territory from his grandfather in Yisrael, he wouldn't have any exemption. And if Yisrael had Yash and his grandfather a Levi, he would have the exemption. So why in the world does the Gemara on Dav Gimel say that Kohanim are considered exempt from Yovel because they have this exemption. Says the Gemara, says the Shagas Aryeh, it's not true. So then he says, you know what, maybe that sukkah is also only going like Reb. All these sukkahs are shalei alibi dehukhas. It's a pella, mamish a pella. So again, so we're being pulled in two directions with the Chachamim. When we learned the Mishnah Kipshuta, the Chachamim seem to be saying it's only territory-based. And yet, our sugi itself seems to say that it has something to do with the Levi, so much so that there's a Havamina, that it would only apply by a Levi versus Yisrael, but a Levi versus a Levi, their powers get cancelled out. Sounds like it's a Levi issue, not a territory issue. And we have the sugi earlier that states clearly that a Levi has some kind of exemption from Yovel. We're according to the Chachamim, a Levi doesn't have an exemption from Yovel. No, he says the Gemara Daf Gimel is Rebbe. He's saying Daf Gimel is Rebbe. Daf Gimel is Rebbe, and here is also Rebbe. Daf Gimel, he's saying, has to be Rebbe. Because according to Chacham, Daf Gimel doesn't read. That's what he says. But it's a tremendous plea to learn. It's a Stam Mishnah over there. Everything is like Shalei Alibi Dehukhas. No, this Gemara, the Shagas Aryeh, only holds it's only a Mashmos. Because the Gemara says, only, maybe this would only be Levi versus Yisrael. But Levi versus Levi, maybe then you don't have the endless redemption power. What do you mean? If it's a territory-based thing, it should make a difference. So our Gemara is also mashma. Now our Gemara, we could be doichik. Our Gemara, the way we could learn our Gemara, is that our Gemara is saying this as a havamina, meaning, until the possible, if it would be Levi power, so Levi versus Levi would get canceled out. But now that the Torah said, you know what, even Levi versus Levi, there's still endless redemption. That leads us to say, you know what, it's a territory-based thing, and it's not a Gavra thing. So our Gemara, you could still dre. It's definitely not the Pashtus. But you could say that our Gemara, you could dre, and you could say that our Gemara is only a Havamina. But after we have the Maskona, that even Levi versus Levi, then I could possibly tell you, Mamish Moshe Kapoya of the Shagas Aryeh. I could say our Gemara is like the Chachamim. Because according to Rebbe, maybe Taka should only be Levi versus a Levi. Yisrael. Because according to Rebbe, that it's using your Koyach of a Levi, so if you sell to a Levi, maybe not. But clearly, you could say that this is the Havamina Maskon of the Gemara. But the Gemara and Dav Gimel, there's no way to learn, because there the Gemara makes a conclusionary statement that Kohanim are less Nubiyav. Kohanim have this exemption. Where L'chayra our Gemara Arsug is saying that that's only according to Rebbe, but according to the Chacham, it has nothing to do if you're a Kohen or you're not a Kohen, you're a Levi, you're not a Levi. It has to do with the territory. So it doesn't go. What? Bearing you so, oh, okay. I know that you're asking off to be embarrassed. I know who you are. You're not going to get away with asking a kasha bending under the table. Can I have Yidl do it for you? Oh, no, he gets you to do it. No, I'm saying it's like this. The way you learn the Chachamim simply is that the Ori Alevim didn't have Kedushas Batei Arechoyma Lagabi this din. Lagabi the dinim of Batei Arechoyma, it was never Niskadesh. Chazanish has a tzad to say it had no Kedushas Batei Arechoyma at all, which we'll see. At least, as far as the Halacha of Mechiras Batei Arechoyma, didn't have Kedusha. If that's the case, has nothing to do with the Levi. Has to do with the territory. And that's why the Chachamim Taka say, even in Yisrael, a mamzer, doesn't matter who you are, it's exempt from the halachas of Batei Arechoyma. But then the Gemara Daf Gimel doesn't read. Our Gemara is difficult, and the Gemara Daf Gimel doesn't read. Because the Gemara Daf Gimel says, Kehanim less nubi mitzvah diyevim. They are the mitzvah diyevim. Okay, so let's just finish up. What? Lagabi the din of Gula. Well, then we have another pasuk that a Galevi could be koyel to stay achuzah forever too. Right?
Say a
yeah, that earlier. That a Levi can. Yeah. No, it applies to Bat Erech Chaim and it applies to Stei Achuzah. What else does it apply to? What? But the question is it territorial or is it a Gavradin? So it seems to be a Machloikis. The Chachamim seem to say it's all the territory. It's not to do with the Levi. This territory that the Torah gave to the Levi and the Torah excluded, and even if Yisrael would take it over, would also be exempt. And Rebbe says, no, you need to be a Levi to get these rights. So according to Rebbe, it makes sense to say that a Levi is exempt from some of the halachas of Yovel. And according to the Chachamim, it's not a Levi's exempt, it's the territory. That's all. So all the Shakas Ari is saying is that the sugya earlier seems to be muchach, that it can only go like Rebbe, can't go like the Chachamim. What I'm telling you is that even the pashtus of our sugya also is mashma like the Chachamim, unless we make this dreda. I'm telling you that the maskona is that now that the Torah says it applies even to a Levi versus a Levi, now we go, you know what, it's a territory issue, it's not a gavrish. But it's not posh.
Does Rebbe require both territory and Levi?
No.
Just
no, Levi requires both, and the Chachamim only require territory.
According to Rebbe, it has to be in a body of Chachamim. Even according to Rebbe.
According to Rebbe, it has to do with... What I told you was like this. Or what's your other choice? Rebbe already says it has to be both. What do you mean? That's a stei achuzah. Or bat ei chatzerim, what are you talking about? Bat ei rechaim of Yisrael? So after 1 year, it gets huchlat to the Levi. What's your question? I don't know what your question is. For what? What do you want to happen?
That the rights of whatever the city called? The city designated as white. What type like of Ori?
Again, according to Rebbe, you need two things. It has to be Bote Ba'ori Alavim, and it has to be your Levi. You need two things. When we read the Mishnah, I told you that according to Rebbe, you can analyze. When he says it has to be a Levi, does he mean it has to be originally from the Moshe Yeshu Benun a Levi? Or is it enough that there was a Yerusha from a Levi to a Levi? Right? The Lashon HaMishnah is ambiguous because the Mishnah starts by saying that if a Yarshin from a Yisrael, it doesn't apply, Rebbe, which sounds like if a Levi Yarshin from a Levi, even though it originated from a Yisrael, maybe it would apply. But then he says, Orei Alavim. The Chachamim are clear. They say it only applies to Orei Levim. So the Chachamim clearly require that. Levi, it seems to be that Levi also requires that. I told you this. Rebbe. Rebbe also seems to require that. That seems to be need to Orei Levim. So the Gemara says like this. Let's just do this last piece and then we'll get back to this question. Says the Gemara. Okay. It says Min HaLevim V'loi Kol HaLevim. It says from the Levim and not all the Levim. What is this coming to tell you? Prat leben Levi mamzer unisin. If a ben Levi is a mamzer in a sin, so then this din does not apply. So if you look at Rashi says, why doesn't it apply? So Rashi says,
You got a min alavim prat leben levi shebo min amamzeres u min anasina. V'kol shekein Yisrael sheyorash es avi imoy levi. Sharei Yisrael gomorhu.
Very difficult Rashi. I have difficulty in this Rashi no matter how you learn. There's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman learns one way. There's other Achoinim that learn another way. No matter how you learn, I have difficulty with this Rashi. Number one, what is he? What is this Levi Mamzer? What is he? If a Levi lives with a Chayve Krisis, he produces a child that's a Mamzer. What is that child? Is that child a Levi or is the child not a Levi? And I don't have a clear answer. Right? I'm not getting a clear answer here. But Rashi seems to say, Sha'arei Yisrael Gomuhu. Which really, this is a tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba talks about a Kohen that marries one of the Arayas. And the Rashba says that if a Kohen marries one of the Arayas, the child is not a Kohen at all. He's not even a Cholo. He's nothing. The child is a complete Zor. Completely. It seems that Rashi is telling us that by Levi there's the same kind of a policy. If a Levi were to live with a woman who is a Chayvei Krisis and produce a Mamzer, or he would live with a Mamzeres. But he would produce a Mamzer. That Mamzer is not a Levi. It's Mevatel L'Yichus. A Mamzer doesn't have Yichus. Yeah. Keep on reading. Sharei Yisrael Gomer. Oh, so David is pointing out. David is pointing out that it could be that when Rashi says Yisrael Gomer, not going back on the whole thing, he's only going on the last case. He's only going on the last case. Rabbi Chanan doesn't learn that way. Rabbi Chanan doesn't learn that way. No, Rabbi Chanan says Yisrael Gomer is going on both. For number one, Rashi is saying, Prat leben Levi Shabbat Mamzeres Man in the scene. The Kol Shekein, Yisrael Shiorosh Haviyeh my Levi. Everybody. Now, going back on both din, the Kol Shekein is because then there's no even Havamin, he's a Levi. There's no Havamin, he's a Levi. There's no Havamin, he's a Levi, he's a Yisrael. And now he says, Sharei is, no, the Kol, the end of Rashi, the Sharei, is not explaining the Kol Shekein. Kol Shekein has its own, doesn't need any explanation. You follow? In other words, Rashi's statement ends for Kol Shekein, Yisrael Shiar Shazav Imai. And then he says, Sharei Yisrael Gomer. Yisrael Gomer, I'm on both of these cases. Rabbi Chanan learns he's not a Levi at all. Period. End of story. The Brisker Rav, the Griz, also learns that way. The Brisker Rav learns that according to Rashi, a Levi that comes from such a from a mamzeres, or from a relationship that creates a mamzer, is not a Levi at all. Zero. There's no nothing. Now, my problem.
That mamzer is not a Yisrael Gomer.
What?
That mamzer is not a Yisrael Gomer. So how do you learn that the last part of Rashi is going on both the Levi mamzer?
He is a Yisrael Gomer.
He's not. If he's a Yisrael Gomer, a Levi mamzer.
He's halachically a Yisrael Gomer.
He can't marry. Yisrael
Gomer can marry another. No, Yisrael Gomer meaning a non, he's a non. A Mamzer is a Yisrael Gomer. What's a Mamzer?
Someone who's a
he's not a Yisrael Gomer? Of course he is.
You wouldn't be Mishadah
with him. I'm Mishadah with a lot of people.
Okay, but whatever.
He's Yisrael Gomer. He's a regular Yisrael Gomer. Anyway, so that's how Rabbi Chanan learns. Rabbi Chanan learns that the Tzvi, do we have a Kovei Tzoros here? Okay. Mevor mikhan, the mamzer ein loy kedushas levim. There's no kedushas levim. Va'al kochoch, the mamzeres mafkia kedushas levim. Ve'kol shekein, the mafkia kedushas kohanim. Says Rabbi Chanan, and definitely if it's mafkia kedushas levi, it's because kedushas kohanim is more sensitive. So if it's mafkia kedushas, it's kol shekein mafkia. My problem is that if you learn that way, so then I don't understand why you need a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk to say min halavim, v'loy kol halavim? What do you mean? He's not a levi. On the other hand, if we learn the way you were learning, that Rashi's really breaking the cases up, and he's saying a levi that lives with a mamzeres, that is a levi. A Levi apostle, but he's a Levi. Then Rashi says, "V'kol shekain Yisrael de'yash and avimoy." Why? Because he's a Yisrael gomer. Then I understand that there's a miut in the Torah loy kol halavim. That means a Levi that has a psul. And then we already learned from there a kol shekain. If you have somebody who's not a Levi at all, obviously it's totally in the gavra. If a mamzer doesn't have it, obviously it's not just territorial. If a mamzer doesn't have it, it's obviously not territorial. That's what comes out. Now the Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say that it's only Ori Halavir. You don't need this added Knech. Now, the Ravid in the Torah's Kahanim clearly has a whole completely different approach. Because the Ravid in the Torah's Kahanim has a very interesting pshat, and I think it sheds light on the whole sugya. From beginning to end, it sheds light. First of all, we have another sugya in Becheres that I've given you here in Ma'amar Koymas. I know it was the last minute. I don't know if you got a chance to look it up. But there's the sugya in the Becheres and the Mem Zayin, where the Gemara there talks about a Leviya sheyolda b'no potter mehes loin. If a Leviya is birth, Bechor is potter from hes loin. So the Gemara says, the upper man, who did it come from? Ilay ma'abra mikoymi levi. Mayari leviya afili yisraelis nami. Then the Gemara goes and says, Omar av popa di abra mi'evid kichovim. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that she had a baby from a goy. Even if that baby of a mamzer, mezaminis of la, apostle mikri. The Gemara says, even if the child is a mamzer, he's called a Levi posel. The Levi posel. And since he's a Levi posel, so therefore he's potter from Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is only on a Levi kosher. Pidyon HaBen is only on Yisrael. And Yisrael is not. Now that goes right into the way of learning our Rashi, that our Rashi doesn't mean that he's Yisrael Gomer. Elevated title. Potter from Pidyon HaBen. Because the Gemara explains that even if you hold that a goy creates mamzeris, doesn't matter. He's still a Levi posel. So the Gemara there in Becheres, and if you look at Tosfos also over there, it's all very clear that this is not a real mamzer, that's for sure. Not a Levi. Now the Chazon Ish that we brought down here as well deals with this problem. He says if the child is a complete cholo, okay, if you learn like the Rashba, who says that if a kohen lives with a woman and creates a mamzer, that child is nothing. The assumption is that hu adin a levi, it's nothing. So what does the Gemara Becheres mean? So the Chazon Ish goes to say such a chiddush. Yesh la'ayin loma potter mehes loim. You got the Chazon Ish there in Period of Arivia, Yochas Period of Arivia. On page 56, he says, Lufi Ramban davlat cholo gomo yesh la'ayin loma potter mehes loim. The olav levi you klal. He's not a levi. Now this is a very interesting teretz, the Chazon Ish has. He says, doesn't make a difference. Afol gav da avlad Yisrael de peter rechem toli rachmona. It's a peter rechem. If you go to the end, the last words in that ois in Yud Zayin, the last two lines, Elohocho be peter rechem toli rachmona. V'ahod korilei b'gemora levi aynu rak l'inyin p'ptur b'choyra mikri levi. So the Chazon Ish wants to say that the Gemara really is lav dafka. Although the Gemara uses the Lashon that he's a Levi posel, doesn't mean that. What it really means is his mother is a Leviah. And since he came from a Leviah, and the din of Pidyon HaBen, the Kedushas Bechara, and the obligation to do Pidyon HaBen comes from the mother, Memela, since the mother is a Leviah, so she, whatever she creates, is potter from Pidyon HaBen. So even though what came out here is not a Levi, it doesn't matter. Understandably, this is a big doichik. Because the Lashon HaGemara says even though he's mezamenes havlad, according to Chazon Ish, that whole shock of attire is not negeya. The Gemara says, don't think this is only if you hold that the vlad is kosher. But according to the opinion, holds that the goy makes the vlad possible. Maybe the chayiv to do it in Aben. The Gemara should, according to the Chazon Ish, instead of the Gemara using this flaky terminology, the Gemara should say, Hocho b'petarechem tolik achmona. And the mother's a Levia. Instead, the Gemara says, well, even though he's mezamen as avlad, he's still a Levi posel. The Gemara is putting it into unclear territory. According to the Chazon Ish, it's very clear. Has nothing to do with the status of the child. So the Gemara should just say clearly, the reason why there's no Pidyon HaBen is because since the mother is a Leviah, and she's the one that creates the obligation of Pidyon HaBen, there's no Pidyon HaBen. It will be clear. So this is a big deichik. It's a big deichik, but it's a mahalach. This is the mahalach that he has. Exactly, that's what I'm telling you, that the Gemara doesn't, according to the Chazon Ish, the Gemara should have just said very poshut. It doesn't matter what the mother, what the father is. It doesn't matter the status of the vlad. The child could be a sheik. It's okay. So Tosfos says if he's a sheik, it's potter from Pidyon HaBen anyway. Which is one of the proofs that Tosfos has. He's not a regular sheik. So this is very difficult. Now we go to the Ravid. The Ravid comes here in the Toras Kahanim, and the Ravid reads as follows: Toras Kahanim here is found in Parshas Bahar. Peregvov piskeches. Says the Torah's Kahanim as such. Chachomim oimrim. These are our Chachomim from our Mishnah. Ein dvorim alolu amurim, elo b'ore alavim. It's only ore alavim. That's it. Comes the Ravid. Listen to the Lashon HaRavid. Says the Ravid. Umifurish b'mesechas erechim. If you look in Masech HaSerichin, you see, a Levi loyachina. You don't need the father should be, you don't need that he should be a Levi, it's fine. So the way we were learning the Chachamim till now was, because the Chachamim hold has nothing to do with you, it has only to do with the territory. But listen to a Ravid. Clearly doesn't learn the way we wanted to say. He says, Kiloima, the Yisrael sheyoresh es aviim o Levi, Hareyu goyel keseder azeh. He redeems keseder azeh. Sheki, listen to this lashon. Shekivan shehu yorshai oimei bimkoimoi lechol dova. Fascinating, Ivan. He says, since he inherited his grandfather who's a Levi, he stands in his place for all issues. And then he goes on to say, "Venira, according to the Chachamim, Afilu ben Levi, Yisin ben Levi, Mamzer Goyel Keseder Azeh doesn't make a difference." He says, "Because not only Afilu mixes Leviim, Hashma Afilu ben Israel, it doesn't matter." Listen to this. Listen to this lashon. He says it doesn't matter, even if he was a grandson of a Levi. You know why? Here, says the Ravid, the Chachamim are not on a complete different page than Rebbe. When we learned simply the Sugya, we were saying, oh, the Chachamim old had nothing to do with Levi. The Ravid is taking us to a whole new direction. He's telling us that Avad and the Chachamim agree with Levi, with Rebbe. Be'etzem. That you need to have the Levi power. It's just that you got the Levi power. Because you inherited, since you inherited the Levi, with the inheritance came the power of the one that was Meirish you. Because the Yerish is Kom Bim Koim, the Meirish. As we explained this many times, the Yerish is not just a transaction that money goes from this, it's an estate, it goes from him to him. It's an extension. The Yerush is an extension. So therefore, does Zok derive it, that extension gives you, that's enough of a Din Levi. Rebbe holds you need to have full-fledged Kedushas Levim. And even if you're a Mamzer or whatever, you're off the charts. The Chachamim hold, no. You don't need to be a Levi. So long that you're coming Mikoyach a Levi. And since you Yalshin the Levi, you're coming Mikoyach the Levi. Yeah. Comes out clearly according to the Ravid, that if you got this land, if the Orei Alevim came to a Yisrael not through Yerusha, okay? So a Levi sold his territory to a Yisrael. And that's it. He didn't. And now the Yisrael went and he sold it to somebody else. Okay? The second buyer doesn't have to deal with the first buyer the way he would deal with a Levi. Because the only reason why the Levi's grandson is dealt with as a Levi is not because it's territorial only. It's because he now Yashin that schus. He got the schus. What? Yeah. So it's really a schus moment, which this will be pushed in another shaila. The Sfasemis has a very interesting shaila. If somebody went ahead and he sold a field, while he was, this is according to Rebbe, sold a field while he was a Levi, okay? Then he died. And then his grandson Yisrael yarshened him. So the Sfasemis has a shaila, would the grandson Yisrael now be able to redeem it forever? Because the sale was a Levi sale. So he inherited a pre-existing Levi sale. Do we say that since the original sale was exempt from the limitations of redemption, according to Rebbe, because it was Levi territory and it was a Levi who sold it? Or do we say no? Now that it's the grandsons of Yisrael, now he's the one that's redeeming. So, he doesn't have that benefit. Right? Now this could potentially be the way we're learning. This itself is the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chacham. Rebbe holds that you need the Levi power because you need to have the Kedushas Levi. The Chacham hold you need the Levi power because it's a schus mammon that the Levim have. If you learn that the reason why you need Levi power is because you need the Kedushas Levi, so then, if the grandson's of Yisrael, he's in limbo, even though he's coming mikoyach, the Zayda that was a Levi, but he doesn't have Kedushas Levim, so he's out naked. He has no koyach. But if you learn that the Levi power that's needed is monetary power, that the Torah gave the Levim, which is the way the Chachamim are learning, then even if you yashin your grandfather was a Levi, you yashin that power that the Levi has. And that went on to you. So now we can understand precisely the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe holds, both Rebbe and the Chachamim hold, you need Levi power to have this right. The Chachamim hold, it's monetary. The Levim were given certain monetary rights that give them a right to redeem endlessly. If that's the case, if it's monetary, Yerusha brings in all the monetary benefits. So now you got it. So the Zayda was a Levi, you got it from the Levi, you got it. That's the Chachomi. The Rebbe holds, no, this is a Kedushas Leviyah right. It's not a monetary right. It's Kedushas Leviyah. And therefore, says Rebbe, I don't care, you Yarshan, your grandfather was a Levi, and you have all the monetary rights that the Levi had. This is a Kedushas Leviyah issue. And that then goes over to you, Yerusha. Comes Rashi by us, and Rashi says, very gishmak. According to the Chachamim, according to Rebbe, that it's a Kedushas Kahuna issue, Kedushas Leviyah issue. So if the Mamzer doesn't have Kedushas Leviyah, so surely Yisrael Gomer doesn't have Kedushas Leviyah. Mashenkin, according to the Chachamim, that's what the Ravid is telling us. Doesn't make a difference. Mamzer, Yisrael, Enikel, he's inheriting the monetary rights. Now the Shakla Vataya of Agamora goes Givaldic. Since it is a Levi power, so now the Gemara has a Shaila, maybe the Torah only gave the Levi that power when it's Levi versus Yisrael. But maybe when it's Levi versus Levi, you don't have the power. We asked, what do you mean? It has nothing to do with power. It's territorial. But the way we're learning now, based on the Ravid, the Gemara is very Gishmak. The Gemara is saying, no, it is a power. Sai, according to Rebbe, it's Levi power. And Sai, according to Chachamim, it's Levi power. The only area of dispute is whether it's Levi power that's Kedushas Leviyah, or it's Levi power that's a monetary Levi power. But Zichah Koyach Leviyah. Maybe the Koyach Levi only works. Levi versus Yisrael. Levi versus... Now the sugi in the beginning, Dav Gimel, is very Gishmak. You don't have to come out to the Shakas HaYis Doich. The Gemara says, Hani Levim, they had an exemption of Yovel. That was given to them because of the power that the Levim had. I, Frek the Shagas Aryeh, according to the Chachamim, even Yisrael has it. Yisrael only has it because he yashened it from the Levi. It's still stemming from the Levi power. So there is an exemption. It's such a powerful monetary exemption that it even goes to the Einikel. But the Einikel is not doing it Alf Yisrael. He doesn't have the Yevil limitation because he says, Ich bin doch der Einikel von Zede. So it's also Levi power. That's why the Gemara says, Hani Koyhanim, Hoyover, Les Nubi Yevil. So much so that Les Nubi Yevil, that the Einikel will take it. He Yashin the right from the Zede. Shakasai's Kasha would only be a Kasha if we don't learn like the Ravid. And we learn that it's completely territory-based. Has nothing to do with the Levi. Then the Gemara Dav Gimel doesn't flow. But now that we're learning like the Ravid, so everything works. No. No. Everybody agrees you need both. Everybody agrees you need Levi territory. And you need to have the rights of the Levi. But monetary rights of the Levi is something that you go that goes over Beyerusha. Kedushas Leviyah doesn't go over Beyerusha. To a Yisrael grandson. Now, when you go to the Sugyan Bechiris, I would say it's exactly the same thing. Because a Levi apostle acquires the rights from his parents as much as a Levi kosher. Monetary rights. Okay? Pinyan HaBen, the exemption of Pinyan HaBen, is not because there's Kedushas Levi. It's because the Levim have a monetary schus not to do Pinyan HaBen. That even the daughters have. A Bas Levi lives with a Yisrael, doesn't have to do Pinyan HaBen. That means it's not Kedushas Levi based. It's a schus. If it would be Kedushas Leviyim, it would not apply to the Bas Levi who marries the Yisrael. So Al Kochach, where does it come from? It comes from a Levi rights. Just like in our Gemara. Like the Ravid says, if you have a Levi apostle, according to the Chachamim, he still is exempt from restrictions on redemption. Why? Because monetary rights, a Levi apostle has just like a Levi kosher. The Levi apostle only loses the Kedusha rights of Levi. He doesn't lose the monetary rights. So Levi posel just means, so now the Gemara Bechoris is very geschmack. Comes the Gemara Bechoris and says, Afilu l'man d'omer mezamen es avlat. Even if you hold that they posel the vlat, but that's only the Kedushas Leviyah. But the Schusei Maman that he has as being the son of a Leviyah, he still has. The Gemara is not talking about the mother. The Gemara is talking about the vlat. The vlat could still hold the mantle of the monetary rights that he has from his mother. Just like every Ben Levi, Ben Leviyah, doesn't have to redeem himself. Why can't the Kohen tell him, well, you're a Yisrael? He says, you're right, but I have this chusim for my mother. So the Akum Shabbat Bas Yisrael, the same thing. He says, yeah, I'm a Levi Pasul, but Lagabidis, I can hold my nose up high. Because a Levi Pasul doesn't forfeit any of his monetary chusim. Not in Erechin and not in Becheris. In both cases, he maintains his monetary rights. So with this, everything comes together. Okay, we'll leave the last Mishnah and the Sugya for next week for the Siyum. We, Mitzvah Hashem, plan to see him. There'll be an email going out as well. But we plan to see him, Mitzvah Hashem, for Thursday night.